out. Sometimes they put them in this one thing, sometimes another.
Uh-huh. Well, what might they put them in?
Well, a sack.
Uh-huh.
Just because
a paper sack or a box.
Paper sack or a box, just according to how many you bought.
Uh-huh. Say, something that, nails used to come in.
Nails, barrels.
Kegs.
Kegs.
And what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Well, it was, they had, a tin thing went around the barrel to hold it together.
What did you call those things? You call them?
I don't know.
Bands.
Bands.
What about
hoops? They just take a...
Call them hooks?
They call them hooks or barrels. Like you said, here was round here, and they had a thing come around.
Mm-hmm.
And go around that, man, and they put them on that, and that held them together, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's hooks, though.
Uh-huh. That's hooks.
Did you ever see a water barrel or water keg?
Yeah.
What would you turn to get the water out of?
It had a little hole in it.
Uh-huh.
It had a stopper to go in it. We call them stoppers. Stuck that stopper in it and put a stopper out, and then you could water would come out.
Phil, do you ever see one that has something on it that you could turn?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Faucet.
Uh-huh. What about, At your sink, what you turn to get the water out?
Well, you just turned it.
Uh-huh.
And just, you turn it and it let the water out. And when you got the water, what you water wanted, then you take it and turn it back and shut it up.
Would you call that a faucet, too?
Mm-hmm.
What about out in your yard that you could hook the hose up to, what you'd turn?
There wasn't no hose in.
Well, what about nowadays?
Well, now...
Uh-huh.
Well, they are...
That's a hydrant, ain't it?
They're hydrants.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't call it a faucet then if it's out in your yard.
No, I call them hydrants.
Uh-huh. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a thing that... Well, you know...
I know what... What do you call it?
Funnel.
Looks like that.
Funnel.
Uh-huh.
We got some of them here.
Mm-hmm. Say if you bought about 50 pounds of lard, if you went to the store and bought about 50 pounds of lard, what would that come in?
A can.
Come in a can.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression, a stand of lard? What about molasses?
Made them in your gallon. Cooked molasses at around 14 years old.
Really?
The last 3 or 4 years.
How would you do that?
Well, they put them in a, they call them evaporators, a ground can.
Mm-hmm.
Hitch mules to a
meal.
To a meal, and the mules would go around and around, and they put the cane go in a hole back down here that the mash.
Mm-hmm.
And then they mash that juice out, and they run it and put it in a pan. And then when it went in the pan, then they cook syrup out of it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between molasses and syrup?
No. All the same thing.
What's blackstrap? I've heard of that, but... Have you ever heard blackstrap molasses?
Well, they got some now, they call it, but that's...
That's what, that blackstrap is what they use in feed.
They use that in feed. They use that now. They used to didn't use it, but they do now.
Well, they used to always use it in feed. Sweet feed, they call it.
Is it good to eat that now?
No, it ain't good to eat. It's just to get going feed and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That damn it's more skinny look to me like anything has. It's so thick.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
Stand?
Uh-huh.
Used to have syrup pitchers or stands.
We call them